Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Keeping an eye on the ongoing budgetary process in Frankfort. That's one of the key chores for agriculture, according to Farm Bureau's Public Affairs Director Jeff Harper. In question is a long-needed upgrade to the Breathitt Veterinary Center in Hopkinsville, critical to diagnostics and disease control in animal agriculture.
We were very, very pleased that Governor Beshear, in his budget, included funding for the Breathitt Veterinary Center. While there's no guarantees, we haven't heard anything negative on the lab funding in the House as we've been talking to members. So we are hopeful that the House version of the budget will maintain the funding for the lab, and then we'll go on to the Senate and try to keep it in the Senate version as well, because it's very needed for disease diagnostics to protect our livestock and poultry all across the state.
That'll be one of the issues under discussion today as the Farm Group's legislative drive-in brings scores of farmers to the Capitol to discuss a host of issues. Harper says it gives participants a chance to be a part of the legislative process.
It does. It lets our membership see firsthand the process of the General Assembly and to come to Frankfort to discuss issues and talk about things going on back home.
More farm issues in a minute. We'll be right back.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kentucky National Guard. Aired by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
The state's expanded deer population and crop damage from it drew more policy resolutions from county farm bureaus this past year than about any other issue. The group's Jeff Harper says current law allows farmers to take deer out of season if they're doing crop damage. Pending legislation would streamline that process.
We've had some wildlife legislation recently introduced that we hope will make it more efficient for our farmers to take care of wildlife that may be causing damage to their crops and or property. So that's something we're very excited about. This is something that affects all of our members statewide.
In Frankfort today, the visiting farmers will also be working on legislation towards streamlining procedures that would allow that venison to be processed and donated for feeding programs through groups like the Kentucky Association of Food Banks. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.